All right, so we're picking up over here in Avodah Zarah, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah ends Zeh HaKlal, right? It's a tough Mishnah, right? We spent a lot of time on this Mishnah. But how does the Mishnah work out? So it goes like this. Let's just review quickly. Yayin Nesach Osir Vosa B'Kolshu. That's Yayin B'Yayin and Mayim. I'm sorry, Yayin Nesach is Osir V'Osir B'Kolshu. Right? Yayin Nesach is Osir and Osir B'Kolshu. That's Yayin B'Yayin or Mayim B'Mayim B'Kolshu. But Yayin B'Mayim, Mayim B'Yayin B'Nosin Tam. Okay. So you can have Yayin Nesach and you can have Mayim Nesach. Right? And they're Osir B'Kolshu when they're Mim B'Mino, but they're Bottle when they're Mim B'Shein Amino. That's basically what the Mishnah is saying. Right? All right, so there's a whole arichas over here in the Gemara, whether really Yayin B'Yayin is also B'Kolshu or not, but Rashi concluded that Yayin Nesach is also B'Kolshu. Okay. But anyway, the Mishnah then concludes, Zeh klal min b'mina b'mashu v'shlo b'mina b'mashu tam. So it doesn't make any sense. First it says Yayin Nesach is also B'Kolshu. And then it says Zeh klal min b'mino b'mashu v'shlo b'mino b'mashu tam. So, if it's repeating what it just said about Yayin Nesach, it doesn't need it. Otherwise, and if it's saying it's a klal, then that means everything is like that. So why did the Mishnah focus on Yayin Nesach? It's just one of those Mishnahs. You just can't read it straight, right? So that's what the Gemara says. What do you mean, Zeh klal min b'mino b'mashu v'shlo b'mino b'mashu tam? What does that mean? Go ahead. B'mashu, right. So in other words, what's the Zeh klal coming for? It can't be coming for Yayin Nesach, because that's explicitly stated in the Mishnah. Yeah, the Yayin is B'mina B'mashu. And Yayin B'mayim is Mosin Tam. So we already know by Yayin Nesach, it's B'mino B'mashu and Shalom B'mino B'mosin Tam. So Zeh klal is not going to just review the one halacha that's in the Mishnah.
Ella, Masuye Shar Surin. Ata Kol Nosesh Mitas Ulan.
Okay, so rather, it's coming to include really all other Yisurim. That every no same tam is B'mino. Kol no same tam is B'mino B'shishim. How's it go? Elo lasui shar Yisurim also. Right? It doesn't mean literally a... Okay. Let's go further. Go ahead. I think we jumped the gun on that Rashi. No.
It's for
Zach. It's got to be for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Hold on. It means not gonna work out for them either. Okay, so we figured it out. It's the newer Gemaras have a period after Shari Surim also. So it means like this. That what's the Zeh klal coming to teach you? It's coming to include plain pshat. It's coming to include Shari Surim, that they're going to be Asur B'mino B'mashu. Right? Okay. Now let's continue. And that's that's the plain pshat. That's like Rav and Shmuel. I mean, that's the plain shot in the Mishnah. Plain shot in the Mishnah is Zeh klal is lasuyi shari surim also. That's it. Okay? Just stop over there. Lasuyi shari surim also. Stop. Good? Okay, good. Can't read it. You can't continue it because then it's a stira. Can't say all isurim are b'mino b'mashu and batal b'shishim b'mino. Clearly, yeah. Good. So anyway, so first pshat is that the Zeh klal is coming to teach you, is coming to include Shari Surim. And that's like Rav and Shmuel, right? Dhammar Tervayo, Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah B'mito B'mashu, Shalob B'mito B'mashu Tam. So then Zeh klal is Lasuyi Mai, Lasuyi Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. So that's what Rashi's explaining. Rashi's explaining the Shita of Rav and Shmuel. What is Zeh klal coming to include? It can't be coming to include Yayin Nesach, so it's coming to include Shari Surim. Kol Shari, so there was their passing like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Min b'mino is bottle berov, or is ain't a bottle b'mashu. So they hold, Rav and Shmuel Paskin, that min b'mino is not bottle. Okay, go ahead. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, continue. Okay, so what about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? They argue. They hold like the Rabbanan. That they say all the Isurin in the Torah, whether they're min b'mino or whether they're min b'sheino mino, it goes by tam. Oh, I got a question. How do you do tam when you have min b'mino?
Exactly.
Ah, Rashi, kol nosein tam b'mino b'shishim b'sharin. So whenever you have a mino and you want to know the tam, you just go shishim. That's what we do. When we say b'mino b'nosein tam, we just mean shishim. Right? Merely midoraisa min b'mino will be batal barov. But where it goes there, mino atu eno mino, right? We treat the mino like it's an eno mino. So since an eno mino, the shear of nesinas tam is shishim, that's the limit, that's the most tasty a thing a normal food can be. So we equate, we don't want to confuse people, so we treat the mino like the eno mino. And we say, imagine if it had a tam, and treat it as such. So we're mavatal the mino with shishim too. Okay, but that's the shita. Min b'mino and min b'shein amino is always all shishim. So they don't have min b'mino. They don't have a nisr mashu by min b'mino. So then how do they read the Mishnah? That's the problem. So what's Zeha Klal coming to include? Go ahead. So it's coming to include tevel, basically, right? So then Zeha Klal is lasuye tevel. That's the way they learn. As Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, who hold kol yisurin shebe Torah, bein b'minon bein shelo b'minon is b'nosin tam, except for tevel and yayin nesach. So then the Mishnah to them is, it tells you the case of yayin nesach, and it has one more to include. Zeha Klal is coming to include one more case. What's that? What's the second case? Tevel. You mean kol? Yeah, what's the klal? Zeha klal. Min b'mino b'mashu v'shalom min b'nosin tam. Tevel. Go ahead. So why is tevel? So then the question is, why is tevel on par with yayin nesach? I mean, yayin nesach, what's the reason why it's not batal? Is because of the iser of Avodah Zarah. Right, because of the nature of the chomer of the iser of Avodah Zarah. So we say it's such a chomer iser. There's no bittel, right? Because bittel is means the thing is negligible. It's negated. It's insignificant. But something that's so severe, we don't say is ever negated. Okay. But what about tevel? Go ahead. Good. So that's what the Gemara asks. We understand why Yayin Nesach is not batal because of the Chumrah of Azar. But what about Tevel? What is Tevel? Can we just ask a simple question? So what is Tevel? Right. So Tevel is the wheat, right? Let's say you have the grain that you harvest. So you chayev to take from the grain truma, right, and give it to the kohen, and meiser and give it to the levi, right? So tevel is the state before the truma is taken. Okay? Go ahead. My timer. Yeah, so it's a strange idea. The Gemara says, Kehetero kachisuro. What does that mean? Like its heter, so is its iser. Because Shmuel says, one chita paters the whole heap, the whole pile of wheat. Because there's no shear that's said in the Torah for Truma. So therefore, really, you could just pater the whole pile with one chita. So Rashi, Chitachas Potersa Krimi Truma, the Halois Farish Yura Dida, Ella Racious de Gunchuxiva, Filo Koldu, Rabbananu Dami, Ayan Yafa Echad Me Arboim, Ayan Ra Echad Mishishim, Bainanis, Echad Mechamishim. So it's really only Midrabbanan. They gave a shear. The cheap guy gives one out of 60, right? The generous guy gives one out of 40. And the average guy gives one out of 50, right? But really, midraisa, you'll pot to the whole kriya with one chita. Well, let's see Tosas. Tosas is what? Ma hitiru b'mashehu k'shmuel, d'amar shmuel chitachas p'ter sakri, v'chi hechi d'kol shu choshev l'hatiro, choshev nami l'osro. Right? He just elaborates a little bit more. Just like one chita is choshev to be matirit, so too one chita is choshev to aseret. Yeah. But what kind of sense does that make? In other words, it's not a davish ish lamatir. And that's what Tosas takes up next.
Yeah,
right now it's a different idea. It's the idea of chashivas. Right? Something, a davar choshev is never a bottle. Right? What's a davar choshev? Like, right. Like something that's served to a guest, right? Or a beria. Different types of chashivas we have.
Why should the two be?
Now, as you should realize, by the way, that truma. Let's say you took truma from the pile, right? Let's say you have your pile of wheat, and let's say you're generous. So you're taking one out of 40 for the coin, right? And then right after you lift it up, and you mafresh the truma, it slips and it falls right back in. Okay. And it all gets mixed up with more stuff. Okay, what's the halacha in that case? It's bottle in 1 in 100. Truma itself is bottle 1 in 100. If you have actual truma, you actually took truma from the pile, and then it got lost in other food, in other wheat. So the truma itself is bottle 1 echad b'meah. In 101, you have to take one out. Still, whatever it is, a couple of rules there. But the point is, it's a funny thing. The tevel, why is the tevel usher? Because you didn't take truma. Tevel is going to be usher b'mashu. But the truma itself is only usher 1 in 100. Right? So, It's not that the tevel is has nothing to do with the chumrah of the isser of truma. It has to do with this funny property that one chita will pata the whole kri. But can we explain that a little bit better? Can we explain why that makes it a davar chashuv? Why does that make it chashuv? I have time. Now, let's put it out the question. Let's put the question like this. Like I said before, bittul means what? Bittul means the thing is lost because we can say the thing is insignificant, right? Like the Ram says, it's nevad meotza miuto. If I have a mixture of food, right, and one tiny piece of whatever it is falls in. And it doesn't add anything to the pot, and it's so small compared to the total that it's not worth mentioning. So then we can say, in terms of this whole tarovas, we don't count the presence of that minute quantity, right? It's like we say, like people say, it's like a trace ingredient, right? There's maybe a trace of something in here. So there's a certain shear where we say something is insignificant, right? Even there's a certain shear we say something is insignificant, right? I mean, nothing is totally pure, right? I mean, nothing is 100% pure for the most part. So, but there's a certain point where we say the minor presence of something else is not significant. It's not mentionable. It's not choshev. But some things are so important that we never say they're bottle. Right? Like a little bit of gold deep in the mountain is not bottle. People will pan the river looking for a speck of gold. You don't say, what are you wasting your time? That gold is bottled already. Of course it's not. The gold is so significant, it's more important than the tons of granite that it's mixed into, right? So we know that naturally, I mean, these ideas are natural ideas. That sometimes we'll say the ikkar is the rove and the and things that are basically of equal value. So we'll say there's a certain point where one of the elements is so minor we just dismiss it. But of course, if something is precious, even in the small quantity, it's never considered negligible. So the question is, so I understand, you'll tell me certain cases like beria or certain things like that, we'll say they're chashiv intrinsically for whatever reason, but they have a certain chashiva, so they're never bottled, like the tzura of the insect. That's not a quantitative idea, right? That's its own tzura. It can't be mevatel tzura. So you'll say, okay, fine, if you have a beria, it's never bottled, right? Because it's never really mitzdaref with every, you can say substance and substance of mitzdaref, but a tzura is not really mitzdaref. But anyway, whatever the idea is over there, I can see something, I can see an idea, right? There's a chashivas of a beria. But, of course, it's chashiv in terms of malchus, but whatever it is, you say there's a chashivas of a beria. But one chita, what's the one chita so chashiv? What's so chashiv about this one chita? Because I could pata the kri with one chita, that makes a chashiv? That makes it more significant? How are you saying? Yeah, in other words, so what the guys are saying here is like this, that as normally if I had a piece of, I had an Isser of Chazer or a Truma, right? Anything. I could say, well, look at it in terms of, I can just say its significance in terms of, I can just say its significance in terms of, I mean, isn't that a question, though? No, it's if you're going to tell me Tevel is, that the one chita of Tevel is significant because it will be mata the whole kri from Tevel, but then that means that one chita will become truma, right? That one, how is it mata the kri? It's mata by turning it into truma. So does that, why doesn't that carry over now? So then truma is also should be chashuv in a chita. One chita should be chashuv.
Then the Isser is to do with a particular
Isser. Now, what I think we're all saying over here is like this. In by regular Isser, so I'm just going to look at it in terms of the substance. I'll say one piece is not chashuv mixed in with 100 other pieces. But by Tevel, you can't say Legabe Isser Tevel that one chita is insignificant. Because legabe iser tevel, the very iser tevel is machshiv one chita as a matir of tevel. So the shame iser tevel by definition is machshiv a chita. So for the bittel of the iser tevel, you can't say, well, how much tevel do I have in there? Insignificant amount of tevel. Really? That one chita is an insignificant amount of tevel? Oh, but that one chita, in terms of the iser tevel, is not insignificant because it could have been mata the whole iser tevel. So you can't say, it would be like a stira, to say at the same time that one chita's tevel is insignificant, when one chitas tevel is exactly the amount required by the iser tevel. In other words, objective, normally when we look at the question of chashivas, we're looking at it objectively. And we want to know, a beria, I can say it objectively, is chashiv. A chaticha rileskabed, that means a nice steak that you would serve somebody, that's socially chashuv, right? Davrshe b'minyan, that's also chashuv, objectively. But here it's a catch. It's not objectively chashuv, it's within its own framework it's chashuv. within the Isser Tevel, one chita is a significant entity. Right? So why is it only when it's min b'mino and not min b'shein amino? But it means to say like this, that chitim can't be matir tevel. Chitim can't be matir tevel in terms of you can't have chitim be mevatel tevel. Why? Why is Noah's trying? We're just trying to work on the last problem here. Why is it only a min b'mino, not a min b'shein amino? Why is it if it's a min b'shein amino though it is batel? Why you say, well, the Isser Tevel is, in terms of the Isser Tevel, one chita is chashuv. Why is this argument only true by min b'mina? Right, Rashi tries to explain this, the last Rashi, that he says, b'mina, b'mashu is b'mina amru. Aval shlo b'mina b'nosin tam. Why? Did b'mina ikalim meimar kehetero kach isuro. When it's one piece of tevel, when it's one chita of tevel in 1,000 chitim of chulin, then that's the very situation where the one chita, if it were all tevel, would be matir everything. But if it's a min b'shein amino, there's no tevel in a min b'shein amino. You can't have a tevel of a min b'shein amino. So what does it mean? It means like this. When you have a min b'mino, right? So then it means to say, one chita of tevel fell into 1,000 chitim of chulin. So what's the shame isser that I'm trying to remove here? I'm trying to be mevatel the shame tevel from all the chitim. Let's say there is no bittel. It means to say that there's now an isser tevel on all of the chitim. I can't eat all of the chitim because the taroves of tevel. So that means to say that in a min b'mino of tevel, it's really mashve the entire taroves with the shame tevel. In that situation of chitim with the shame tevel, that's like a replication of the Isser Tevel itself. To say that there'd be bittel in that whole pile of wheat would be like saying that you could remove the that we say you can't do. Why? Because in terms of removing the shame tevel, one chita is significant. So we can't allow a bittel to remove the shame tevel, because the removal of the shame tevel is exactly what's machshiv the chita itself. But if it's a min b'shein omino, there's no shame. There's no such thing as a. It's not replicating the situation of the situation of where the chita is chashuv. In other words, in the situation of where the chita would be chashuv, in a case that's similar to where the chita itself would be chashuv, then there can't be bittel. So when is it chashuv? It's chashuv in the situation where that's domet to the real situation of tevel. That is where all the chitim have a shame tevel. The real situation, all the chitim have a shame tevel intrinsically. But taroves is, aide taroves is a shame isser tevel on the whole pile. So the shame isser tevel is an isser that's machshiv each chita, which makes it impossible for there to be a bittel of the chita. But in an eino mino situation, There's no inyan of tevel in an eino mino. There's no such thing. There's no situation in a min b'sh eino mino where one chita could be mater the whole thing. It just doesn't exist. There's no truma like that. There's no such thing. So that's just like shari surim. That's just like a regular isser. But when it's the chita in the chitim, then it's really like the situation of tevel itself. Notice when the chitim have a shame, notice chitim will not be mutter. Chitim of that have a shame tevel can't be mutter with a bittel of one chitim, because chitim, because the shame tevel in chitim itself is machshavit chitim.